Hello and happy Thursday, September 9th. Here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Coldplay frontman Chris Martin has opened up about his experience with psychedelics. During an appearance on the You Made It Weird with Pete Holmes podcast, the singer reflected on doing mushrooms in 2014 following his split from Gwyneth Paltrow. "It really was wonderful. It was wonderful," said Martin. "I loved it. It sort of confirmed my suspicions about the universe." Martin said that he did shrooms with a friend in a beautiful place outdoors. "I was with my girlfriend at the time, and we were on a rock in a stream, and I didn't want to leave," he recalled. "My best friend Phil came to say, 'That's great, but we should probably go back.'" Martin said that it was his one and only time on psychedelics. "I felt like after I did mushroom once, I was like, okay, that's really the confirmation I needed to feel about the universe, so I don't need to do that again. But I think for other people, it's just amazing what it does." He explained, "I don't do so well on drugs and alcohol. It messes with the music. Some people, it enhances it. And for me, it doesn't." Lorde says she pulled out of this weekend's MTV VMAs due to strict COVID-19 safety protocols. On September 3rd, it was announced that due to a change in production elements, Lorde can no longer perform at this year's show. In a message to fans, Lorde explained, "It's just that we were planning this intensely amazing, many-bodied, intimate dance performance, not fully understanding the very necessary safety protocols that are in place, and the masking and distancing just meant it wasn't going to be what I dreamed, and you know I can't make something less than outstanding for you guys. I hope you understand. There will be many more TV performances, don't you worry." Lorde added, "I saw some people were very concerned about me pulling out of the VMAs. You're so sweet, and I'm totally fine." Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's news stories. For all the latest news updates, go to iHeartRadio.ca and subscribe to iHeartRadio on YouTube for episodes of The Filter every week. And thanks for listening.